listener production.
As the sun rose on April 25th, 1915, Anzac troops made their historic landing at Gallipoli, marking the beginning of a legacy that would endure for generations. Commemorative services continue across central Queensland today, including the main Yeppoon Anzac Day ceremony, which is currently underway at Beeman Park in Rockhampton. The dawn service drew in large crowds at the Botanic Gardens, and the address at the dawn service was delivered by former serviceman Gary Penny.
For myself, it's a time to respect the brave men and women who have served and continue to serve our nation in times of conflict and war. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of remembrance. It's a day in which I pay my respects to the men who did not come home with me.
The LNP candidate for Rockhampton says she will continue to listen to local concerns regarding our youth crime problem. It's after Donna Kirkland met with victims of crime yesterday.
We heard today about a business in Yeppoon that had had 16 offences. Now, when we know that who the criminals are, we know that these are recidivist offenders, and that is the biggest frustration that we're hearing from the community. There are no consequences for these actions.
And Mount Morgan is once again set to become a hub for gold enthusiasts. Consultation is starting for a new fossicking area at No. 7 Dam. Rockhampton Council says the move aims to preserve history and boost tourism. To sport now, the top of the ladder leaders will clash this weekend in local rugby league. Sitting in number one, Emu Park face second place Rocky Brothers, who will claim the top spot.